On University of Houston Clear Lake Week, COVID-19 has brought many unseen social impacts to the fore. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Isabel Custers, Assistant Professor of Exercise and Health Science, examines one of these.
Amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, we have realized how much public health impacts every aspect of our lives. Think back, if you can, to pre-pandemic times. Did the general public know about the reach of public health? Were we equipped with the tools to evaluate public health information and to understand how every policy decision or neighbor's choice might impact our health? Probably not. In 2003, the National Academy of Science concluded that, in order to keep the public healthy, we not only need a trained public health workforce, but also an educated citizenry, suggesting that, quote, all undergraduates should have access to education in public health. This makes sense. Public health is, at its core, an interdisciplinary field. From the social and biological sciences to engineering, from financial and business management to communication and the humanities, public health combines all of these diverse fields to ensure innovative and robust solutions to our most pressing issues. Through widespread undergraduate public health education, we can coach students in critical thinking skills to learn the application of the scientific method to large-scale problems and solutions, to communicate clearly to diverse audiences, and to work effectively in an interdisciplinary team. Higher education has the power to draw people out of their comfort zone and to combine students with different interests, strengths, and life experiences. By creating a safe environment in the classroom where students come together to discuss important and difficult concepts, racism and sexism, climate change, inequity, and others, we can put the wheels in motion for a generation focused on change. Not only should we focus on the problems prevalent in our society, but solutions that can move us toward a healthier, equitable, and inclusive future. There is hope in the next generation. We just need to equip them with the tools to make change happen for our health. For the public's health.
That was Isabel Custers of University of Houston Clear Lake. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.